For all of us who don't know him, he is the temple president of ISKCON Madurai. He is also the temple president of ISKCON Tirunelveli and a farm just on the outskirts of Tirunelveli. In addition to that, he is a ISKCON bureau member, that is a trustee of ISKCON in India, and a regional governing body member. And more than that, a very, very dear friend of His Holiness Radhanath Swami. I remember when we were on the South India Yatra a few years back, he personally ensured that all of us were made very, very comfortable, giving us wonderful accommodations, wonderful prasadam. For 3 days we were in Madurai, and personally he came and took us all over the various holy places in Madurai. So we are very fortunate to have him here. So let us welcome him in our traditional style by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 24, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Text 59. Akshoninam Padibir Asurai Nirvalanchanai Bhova Kramaya Manaya Abharaya Krittotyamaha. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of Supreme, so that their number will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Saduskritam, the sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, are always eager to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness, so that the conditioned souls may be released from the bondage of birth and death. But the asuras, the demons, impede the advancement of Krishna conscious movement, and therefore Krishna arranges occasional fights between different asuras who are very much interested in increasing their military power. The duty of the government or king is not to increase military power unnecessarily. The real duty of the government is to see that people of the state advance in Krishna consciousness. For this purpose, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sadurvanya Maya Sishtam Guna Karma Vibhakashaha. According to the three modes of material nature and the works ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. There should be an ideal class of men who are bona fide brahmanas, and they should be given all protection. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Gidayacha. Krishna is very fond of Brahmanas and cows. The Brahmanas promulgate the cause of advancement in Krishna consciousness, and the cows give enough milk to maintain the body in the mode of goodness. The Kshatriyas and the government should be advised by the Brahmanas. Next, the Vaishyas should produce enough foodstuffs, and the Sutras, who cannot do anything beneficial on their own, should serve the three higher classes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. This is the arrangement of Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that the conditioned soul will be released from material condition, return home back to Godhead. This is the purpose of Krishna's descent on the surface of the earth. Everyone must understand Krishna's activities, Janma Karma Seme Divyam. If one understands the purpose of Krishna's coming to this earth and performing his activities, one is immediately liberated. This liberation is the purpose of creation, and Krishna descent upon the surface of the earth. Demons are very much interested in advancing a plan by which people will labor hard like cats and dogs and hawks. But Krishna's devotees want to teach Krishna consciousness so that people will be satisfied with the plain living and Krishna conscious advancement. Although demons have created many plans for industry and hard labor so that people will work day and night like animals, this is not the purpose of civilization. Such endeavors are jagato ahita, that is, they are meant for the misfortune of the people in general. Shayaya, such activities lead to annihilation. One who understands the purpose of Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead should seriously understand the importance of Krishna conscious movement and seriously take part in it. One should not endeavor for ukra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. No nam pramatta kurute vikarma yat indriya prittaya apnodi bhagavadam. Simply for sense gratification, people make plans for material happiness. Maya suhaya param utvahaddo vimuttan bhagavadam. They do this because they are vimudas, rascals. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of the Krishna conscious movement. But instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing, demons may falsely accuse the preachers of Krishna conscious movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all their military power will be engaged and the both parties of demons will be annihilated. This is a reason for descending Krishna. The main reason is paritranaya sadhana manasaya duskritam. He has to punish the devotees, asuras. Duskritam. And at the same time, the devotee should be protected. In this case, we should know the difference between sura and asura. Sura means who are devotees of the Lord, devas. Asura means opposite, who are not devotees of the Lord. And naturally, when you are not devotees, you have all the problems. And here purposefully and particularly they are explaining that all asura and their nature and Lord, how does he find solution for this? In the olden days, asuras involved in everywhere, every time, asuras involved in ukra karma. That's a Prabhupada letter mentioning ukra karma. This is the word used in Bhagavad Gita, ukra karma. Karma means just to maintain the body. But ukra karma means which beyond what is needed for the body. What is essentially needed by the body, somebody has to work. Krishna accepts in the Bhagavad Gita. One cannot be without work. They have to do, at least to maintain the body. But it doesn't mean one should go beyond the limit of maintaining the body. For maintaining body, one need not to slog like a hog. And it is a maddening work. And nowadays, as very well, I need not to tell all these things. In Mumbai, you may be experiencing very well. This is the place of full rajo and full of asuric activities. And naturally, one has to devotee how to survive in such places. And Krishna is making arrangement. Demons will fight and population will come. There's a demonic nature will come down. At least sometimes demons will be reduced or demonic nature will come down. Some recession comes. All of us are little relieved. The devotees are little relieved because that passionate will not come. Like fighting for all jobs and other things will come down. People look for alternatives. And similarly, that then naturally somewhere, even the devotees, nowadays they have to work a lot and they are finding a lot of time missing for Krishna consciousness. And they have to travel a lot, they have to work a lot, and it is a very big burden on the modern system. And this is also part of the ukra karma. And the ukra karma, some or other way, Krishna has to bring it down for the sake of devotees. This is the word finally telling that the numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Now devotees need a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. As on now, the devotees have to struggle with these ukra karma people. Everywhere, karma is ukra. Ukra means unlimited. And those days, all of us used to work for living. Nowadays, we are living for working. You know the difference. We are continuously working. It looks like now the modern days, IT industries or doctors or any profession you take, if possible, they work up to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And morning, they get up 6 and go there. And it is called living for working. Is it correct? We should work for living or living for working? What is correct? Work for living. That means just to maintain the body, they have to work. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. Sariram, body, kevalam only. Karma, do the karma activities, kurvan, do. Just to maintain the body, you work. That's called work. That's why we all should go work. We need some maintenance to maintain the body. Not for, nowadays the concept is changed. Everybody is unlimitedly they are working. It looks like they are living for working. Their life is only meant for working. It's highly opposite, you see. Those days, people work for living, just to maintain something. And see, when I was saying all people settle in 7 or 8 o'clock. 6 or 7, 8 o'clock. Maximum 7 or 8. All shops will be closed to 7:38. Nowadays they don't close. 24 hours ATM, 24 hours, everything 24 hours. They try to maintain. Ukra karma. What is the benefit? Sense gratification. If you don't have sense gratification, what for you need to work all the 24 hours? What for you need all the money? You need money only for sense gratification. Just for maintenance, no problem. This is the basic one we are neglecting, and sometimes devotees also bewildered by this ukra karma. Not in devotion. Devotion thinks, no, they are beyond treguna. Nishtregunya. Therefore, I am not talking about devotional service. We are getting up early morning, maybe go to bed 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We take rest 5-6 hours, but still it is not called ukra karma. This is akarma or sutta sattva. This is a devotional service. What we are talking about is material people. Because they work hard for maintaining sense gratification. Unlimited sense gratification they want. For that they need all the facilities. Therefore the world is running around the asura. That I think Bhagavad Gita on full chapter is there. Asuric nature. Divine and asuric nature. Plenty of things are there. How asuric nature is there. They think only enjoyment is the only source of everything. The world is maintained by the only enjoyment, kama karada, and nothing else. Therefore, they work only for that. And there is no end to that. Therefore, they unlimitedly work. And we should not get bewildered by this seeing all this ukra karma. And sometimes we feel advancement is sometimes devotees thinks having the latest cell phone or having an iPhone or iPod. I don't know now what is the latest things. And what is the minimal thing is, you have to communicate to somebody. That is the purpose. And what you are needed, for that you don't need to have a 24 hour cell phone for communicating. What is communicating is prajalpa and whatever unnecessary things. And what is minimal needed, you can spend in 2 minutes or 2 hours. 2 minutes per day. Or you plan very well, you can talk in 1 minute. Are a single things. Those days also people achieved everything without the things. Nowadays, this modern advancement we call everything should be latest. Okay, what for latest? But are we capable of using for spiritually? If you cannot use spiritually, please discard it. You can be ukra karma, but you have to learn everything to be dovetailed for Krishna. If you are not capable, please skip it. And this ukra karma is karma means maintaining body working. But if somebody is excessively working, is for sense gratification, it is condemned. They are called asura. And even if you are accumulating anything beyond what is needed, it is also again asuric nature. And whatever you are accumulating beyond your need is called asuric. And simply, like one has to go on accumulating, there is no end to that. Like Hiranyakashipu was not satisfied after getting all the pravaja also. Now we buy one small plot, another plot, another plot, we are not satisfied. Then try to get big, big area, big, big things. Whole city or whole village you buy, still you are not satisfied. Then it is also, what is need is maintain the body, maintain the things. And so see that you are not affected by this all these things. Your consciousness is not missing from Krishna, you see that. When you are increasing the material activities, naturally you are strength of spiritual things comes down. That is why in the 10th offense always, what is the 10th offense we daily tell? What is it? even after understanding so many instructions on this matter, maintain material attachments. Means we increase the material attachments, material activities. That means our chanting is with offense. One who chants properly has to reduce the material. Material, and you should know, for devotees, they can increase for the sake of Krishna and devotees. That is not material. Please don't get confused. This is only for sense gratification. Somebody increases, then it is material. One has to, this is asuri, asura nature. Because it will deviate you from spiritual life. You maintain, you have to spend all your energy to think of how to maintain it. And are you powerful to maintain all these things? Our energy will be drained out in this material management. But Krishna's service, Krishna is managing. Therefore, we are simply working as servants. And by His will, everything is maintained. Somebody thinks we are maintaining, it's wrong for Krishna's service. Krishna is maintaining on His own will, and we are instrument. Nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. We are nimitta, only instrument. One should be very careful when you do service for Krishna also. Even maintaining all these things, we should understand this is Krishna is maintaining on Himself. And He gave us opportunity to us to be an instrument for maintaining things. That's all. But in a material life, you are maintaining for your own sake, own enjoyment. Therefore, head is aching like a burden. And your time for spiritual life is reduced. Therefore, sometimes we devotees, when we are very carefully take, we call devotees, some are fully serving, some are outside, but all of us are not fully surrendered. We have a lot of individual material desires, individual, some percentage of desires, which is beyond, out of Krishna consciousness. Those things will deviate. Our Krishna consciousness movement advance means slowly reduce this enjoyment nature, asuric nature, and narrow down to Krishna, so that we'll be getting out of this asuric nature. Otherwise, in the long run, there is a chance that we will be trapped by this asuric nature, and we may get out of Krishna consciousness. The chance what we got in this life may be lost it. And this is for even for the devotees who surrendered in the temple for serving also. That's why we see sometimes all devotees get into the dilemma, some stage, and they get confused, and that means that we haven't started the process of reducing this asuric nature of enjoyment. And the enjoyment means we enjoy naturally, devotees, but with Krishna, like you take prasad, only Krishna prasad, don't try to take outside. Something wonderful things also there, you try to satisfy, get satisfied with what is Krishna's sanction offering you. That is one of the good things. I remember in olden days in one other temple, one brahmachari used to tell, we are fortunate, we never decide what is the menu. Something comes, Krishna's mercy we take. We don't even think what is the menu. That way we are fully convinced that Krishna is sanctioning what is needed. One should develop such a mood, devotees, any time what is coming on Krishna's akadma, we should accept it. Not that we go out of way to enjoy something, then Krishna consciousness will come down and slowly it will drag you to the material line. And because of that, we feel a lot of troubles. And naturally, when we go out, we are not isolated people. We are movement of preaching movement. We don't sit in the idle in the room and sleep. And we go out. We meet the people. And we talk to them. We preach to them. But the thing is, sometimes devotees get that asuric mode. And instead of they give their things, they take their things. Prabhupada always tells, when you go, you give your association to them, don't take their association. But sometimes devotees misses, they take something from them. And they go out for preaching or other things, they take some asuric nature or propensity from the people outside asuric world that naturally affects us. In our nature also slowly affected. And it's a vibration, it's a net effect of Krishna consciousness. And we need to maintain this fully Krishna conscious. Therefore, we have to be very strong. When a doctor is going to see the patient who is very contagious, having contagious disease, he has self-immunization. He should have power for self-immunization. Means not affected by the things. Same thing, we devotees also should go out with fully immunized, fully protected, shielded, so that we are not affected by all these things. And you are a very charitable person, give all Krishna consciousness to them. But you are a very stingy person, you don't take anything from them. This is way that Asuric nature is get spread on devotee community also, because we are all devotees. This I am not talking to materialist. Therefore, my lecture is little orienting towards for devotees. Anyway, all my Asuric nature, I know papers are telling in plenty, I need not to tell. I know nowadays articles are coming, how the Asuric nature is effective. In Bangalore, recently some survey was done, 600 IT employees or these youths were checked. First random survey, in that around 40 to 60% they have heart problem. At the age of 25 to 30 or something. And both sex, they had the problem. And it's a very surprising. And I never heard sugar complaint up to age of 40 or 50 when I was young. Now you get the complaint of sugar complaint at the age of 20 or something also. And hernia and appendix, these are all I never heard in my life those days. Now even a small boys are getting, 6 years old boys are getting operated. These are all results of Asuric nature. And Asuric nature I need not explain. So much it affects both body and mind. Anyway, we devotees know body is always anityam. But still the body is, still it is Krishna's energy and it is meant for serving Krishna. Therefore, one should not neglect this body. And we should be very, very careful in all activities so that reduce the Asuric nature. Maybe because of our own swabhava or nature, we have different type of qualities in eating, sleeping and all those things different. But slowly we have to improve it. Actually, one of the statements I heard for Krishna Namaprabhu, if he doesn't mind, I can tell. There was a survey here and 40% of the devotees have, what is the problem? Liver. Some are liver swollen and fat contents 40 or 50%. Something devotees, and it was a very, these things may be due to our past things. And I was surprised, I came some 2 days back, there was a feast, I told where is Vada, I asked, that because it is a South Indian feast, therefore Gauranga Prabhu's father's ceremony, I think, where is Vada, that no Vada, now we are restricting oil, because most of the devotees, they have fat in the checkup and all those things, he told. Maybe this one of the thing is devotees also we do, but we have to maintain the body for the sake of the Lord, and one should see what is suiting for his body. And every living entity knows how to maintain its body. They don't have doctors. All other animals are other things. Only human beings are having doctors. And all other living entities, they on their own, they find the treatment. And they don't go for doctors. And body heats means they go, that what is that, which one fight with the snake, what is that? Mongoose. If it is bitten by snake, it roll on the grass, it find the grass and goes. So body heat is increased, all the animals dip in water. So that reduce the body heat. And yoga also treats like that. One has to study his own body and keep it. And one should not, okay, you do Asuric, but to maintain the body also properly. And devotees also has to take care of these things. You have to go balanced way. And the service has to be done long term, not short term. And all the devotees in ISKCON, generally I found it for the last 22 years experience, many are very, very eagerly serving in the beginning few years. Later they fall sick. They come. When the body is sick only, maybe Sukadev Sukarishi or somebody maybe, who is beyond body concept can continue devotional service. All are still in the body consciousness. Therefore, we are much affected. And it affects our consciousness and Krishna consciousness in turn. And one has to be very careful when you are doing Asuric activities, whether you are going to maintain for long term or short term. And balanced way you should go through. And slow and steady wins the race, they tell. Means slow means I don't mean lazy, but balanced way. And devotees work few years heavy and last later that they collapse, all the devotees feel very sad. It's a very disturbing factor in ISKCON, and therefore ISKCON now is very careful about the devotees' care. They have a separate ministry, I think, something devotees' care, caring for devotees. And because now, till now devotees were caring others, now we have to care devotees. This is very important because devotees on seeing their condition, because we all, because those days, even these days, we don't have sufficient devotees. Therefore, naturally we are how to engage. But some or other way we go to balance all the things. Maybe food and time, sleeping and serving and nature of service and mind, everything you have to balance. This is a biggest job we are given to that. All we depend on Krishna and Vaishnavas to fulfill all these things. We have taken a big job of coming to Krishna, and this nature is, whole world is asuric nature. We are dealing with them. We are contaminated by them sometime. And still, and we, our background also, because we are born in the asuric community, we also developed a lot of asuric nature. Now we have to tune it, either dovetail it for Krishna service. Therefore now we are dovetailing. We cannot be idle. Otherwise tamaguna is worse than the rajoguna. At least rajoguna will lead to sattvaguna, and then naturally sutta sattva. But tamaguna leads to lower species. Therefore worst is tamaguna. Therefore we all try to engage ourselves, not go to tamaguna, but at the same time balance. Little the things, and the devotees need to serve a lot, because in the modern days some are coming from studies, some are, even studies nowadays very, very asuri. They study, I don't know, those days we take the books and the schools and colleges within the hand, some 5-10. Nowadays everybody is taking very, very big bag, and I need not to tell. And this is not the education what we had it. And still we are able to think of Krishna, we are able to do something. And the ancient didn't go to school, but he achieved a lot of things. And still, we are thinking modern education is different, and we are spending, and we came from the background, all of us studied like that. We want to get in the admission IIT, we want to get in admission in medical, all these things were full, so much time and energy. Now we have come with the background, and we saw all crowded things and asuric nature, and now devotees, we have to balance and we have to go. Certainly we cannot do one day changes, but keep in mind this asuric nature is okay, doubtful is okay, but in long term it may not be possible to maintain the devotional service also. Therefore sattvaguna and going doubtailing is better slowly, because now devotees, many are having difficulty with the body and mind also affected by the asuric nature. And because I told asuric, ukra karma or asuric nature is, because the devotees, they develop sense gratification. If they don't develop sense gratification nature, and naturally the karma will be come down. And naturally, or sense gratification, risikena risikesa sevanam. At least you got to develop the taste for satisfying Krishna. Then also it will not create problem. But when you develop a taste for enjoying yourself, then all this asuric nature comes. Otherwise, what for this asuric nature? What for we need to go mad? And the material world is different, spiritual world and the devotional life is different. Now we are fortunate enough to be here under the good guidance of the devotees and the wonderful environment. We slowly take the association of Vaishnavas and try to improve our consciousness and slowly bring down the nature to proper Suddha Sattva. And Sutta Sattva is beyond guna, everybody knows, including Rajaguna, Tamaguna. But still, maintain the proper Sattvaguna and other things, and that way we can maintain. Here the sloga of Sutta's Lord is, material nature, he will balance. Like a law of conservation of energy, you know, ancient theory, laws of conservation, he always balance. Nothing will go higher or other things. We need not to worry about the asuric nature of outside world. It will be finished, Prabhupada tells, it will be finished, this culture will be finished at one day. He proper repeatedly tells, this will not stay a long time. Just don't get bewildered or don't try to correct it. And this Krishna will balance. We have simple duties, let us get along with this Krishna service. And that way we will be peaceful. Naturally we have little worries about asuric nature outside. But see that we are protected, not affected, at least by mentally. If you are not affected mentally, what is the question of body is getting affected? Once you first affected by mind, then its body is affected. And naturally you work for long things, many things and other things. And as a result, now we are very happy here. This environment, we have to improve it and further reduce all this ukra karma and other things in nature, little problem and anartha nivritti, that's what it's called. In a nature of devotion, we come with a lot of anarthas, unwanted desires unwanted things. We should not think that we are free from all these things and we are advanced souls. Naturally, we are having so much troubles, so many contaminations. We in the association of devotees, we are trying to remove this anarthas, anartha nivritti. Let us tie together. This is asuric nature and other things which is bound with us because of this yoga. We have to be affected and we are affected. And let us get the association of devotees and try to improve it. And it's a long portion of talk is there, going there. And many things I can tell, but its time is very limited. And we have to be... See, now my concentration, I was taking care only for devotees level, not for, I'm not giving lecture for outsiders. They may not even understand what is this. You go on to tell outside, they will not accept it. They'll think, oh, this is life is meant for making money and enjoyment. They will never think that life is meant for Krishna consciousness. Now, but here the people are here all for meant for Krishna consciousness. I know they know the value. Therefore, we have a different angle of looking at this type of sloka. And when you are preaching, naturally when you preach, they will not accept it. When they experience only, they will accept it. Very few understand by the scriptures, where others understand by others' experience. Little few understand by their own experience. Many will not understand even by their. They are animal nature. Even there are things they see. They eat a heavy. Doctors tell so many prescriptions. Don't eat this. Don't eat this. Still they eat and suffer and die. Like Prabhupada tells that what is that? Who is that smoking cigar? That what is the plus of her? That that Western plus of her. Freud or Sigmund Freud, you know? I think, or one more. He used to, Prabhupada mention, he smokes cigar continuously. Cigar, you know, not cigarette. Cigar is that raw things, very big, lengthy, and things. And because of that, he got cancer and a hole in the mouth. And doctor advised him not to smoke. But he's a big philosopher. He talks so many things, but he doesn't have control. He closed the mouth and put cigar and smoke. This hole, close it and smoke. This Prabhupada mentioned somewhere. Therefore, this what is the thing is, what is the use? This is a modern culture, asuric nature, gratification, endless gratification. And we are fortunate to get out of this. And we got such knowledge, that is another fortune. We got the knowledge and determination and what is that mercy got it to get into this. Many know, but they could not come out. And we know all the people in their drinks and other things, they go mad. After that, they feel pity, they regret, but again they get into the trap. But this is the maya or illusion. But now we devotees, we got out of the things. We have to be very carefully protect all this, what we gained, so that we will advance, and this should not be impediment in our progress. And because of our asuric nature, another is competition. We compete with each other. And naturally, because of the competition, we get all the troubles. And material life competition is different. Spiritual life competition is okay. He is more advanced, more humble. Let me be more humbler than him. That should be our competition. And because he is Das, I have to be Das on a Das. That should be the competition. And that way, let us find a good way for getting out. Hare Krishna. Any questions, answers, comments? Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.